Okay. Point of order, Jose Luis Fuentes.
What is your point of order?
You have a challenge to your ruling by Serene, and we have you having to leave. So if you're going to take up Serene's challenge to your ruling, then we should take that up. If you have to leave, you have to leave. And
okay,
the secretary
you
can't continue.
I will yield the chair to the secretary. I have to depart this call. I will look forward to receiving the minutes, and I wish you well, and I will ask.
I have a question. I have a question real fast. Is that purpose here to do personnel or to bludgeon the chair of this committee?
Excuse me, Richard.
I think you people are out of line.
Excuse me, Richard.
That is completely inappropriate. You need to stop.
I am not going to stay on this call. I have to go, and I am not going to entertain.
This is Kim. Can we have some order here? Janice, I will take over. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Janice.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you, Janice.
Okay, I'm going to go with Serene's challenge to the chair's ruling that Serene's motion was out of order. Okay. Let me just get ready to do this.
Point of order. We have a time certain. We're past time. This meeting is a bogus meeting at this point.
Yeah, but we're going to run through these motions.
We don't even know what the motions are. Nothing's been sent. We don't know what Mr. Winter's motion is. We don't know what these other motions are. Nothing's come down. We don't know what the change in these procedures is. No, point of goodbye.
Kim Hoffman, point of order.
Yes, Serene.
Why is that person speaking? They were not recognized.
They're off the phone.
I can take these votes. However, there is no motion from Jose Luis Fuentes to vote on when we get back to voting on that motion. There is no written motion.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
I got it.
I don't have it.
I sent it to you, Kim, to your AT&T.
I do not have it.
I can't help that. I send it to Lydia, Janet Coburn, Janice, Serene, Richard.
Twice.
I do not have it.
Well, what can I tell you? I'll forward it again so I don't... I apologize for not being recognized. Is it kim.kaufman@at.net?
Jose Luis. This is, we don't do that on an open stream.
Oh. You keep saying you don't receive it.
That's the address that I have. I don't know why she didn't get it. Kim, did you get the ones I sent?
No.
I just resent Jose Luis's motion to everyone.
Did Kim?
Kim.
All right, well.
No, I'm wondering if you got mine.
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
Maybe there's a problem with your server or something?
Yeah, Janet Coburn, did you get ours? Is Janet still on?
I'm not getting them either. This is Jim.
Oh, I forgot to send it to you, Jim. Sorry.
I'm sorry?
I forgot to send it to Jim Brown. I'll resend it to you.
Okay. Are you forwarding it, or shall I?
Yeah, I'm sending it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. This is Janet Kay. I got the motion, but I have to leave the call as well, and I just want to let you know that it's my understanding that in order to have this vote, you have to have a quorum, and when I leave, I don't know if you'll have...
have a quorum, which would be 6, I believe. Anyway, I have to leave the call.
Hello?
Yep, I think it...
Yes?
Yep.
We had quorum to begin with, and it's, we just need a majority of whoever's on the phone.
Has to be a majority of the quorum for the committee.
Correct.
So what is quorum for this committee? 11?
No, so, is 11, quorum is 6. A majority
okay,
would be
so
6.
You have to have a majority. What do we have?
There were, I think, before Janet called and hung up, there were 7 people on the call.
Okay. No, said 6 was quorum.
I'm sorry, but you're saying I assume we're being streamed.
There are 5 people on the call.
Okay, I just checked it.
If I may read, Kim, may I read the bylaws? Okay, it says, if after a quorum has been established at a meeting of the directors, some directors leave the meeting and there is no longer a quorum present, those directors remaining may continue to take action so long as the resolution receives at least that number of affirmative votes as would constitute a majority of a quorum. If the quorum is 12, this is the example, e.g., if the quorum is 12, in our case it's 6, is the quorum is 12 directors, and a majority of a quorum is 7 directors, then so long as 7 directors remain present and vote in the affirmative, the resolution shall be adopted. So you can't determine this till after you vote. So in our case, the quorum is 6, so it would take a majority of the 6, in other words, 4 votes, 4 affirmative votes for a resolution to be adopted. I would send it to you, but you're not getting your email. No, I'm not.
So we can go to a vote, since there are 5 of us.
All right. Serene, challenge to the chair that her motion is out of order. Janice Lane, viewer is gone. Okay, uphold chair. Yes, I vote yes to vote to uphold the chair's ruling. Jana Coburn is gone. Lydia?
No.
I could write these down without even calling roll, but I'll do it. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Point of order.
Serene, no.
Tim Brown.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Tim Brown.
No.
Serene Roberts.
Your comment just now was totally out of order. You're chairing a committee, okay? You don't
Ms.
get...
Ms. Roberts, you were not called on, and we don't take point of orders during a vote. We don't do that on the PNB, Ms. Roberts, so we're not going to do that
when
here.
We're chairing a committee by suggesting that you know how everyone is going to vote. You're really... No, I do not support the ruling of
Thank
the chair.
You. Okay, so the ruling
chair?
Of the chair was not upheld. So therefore, we're going to go to Serene's motion, which is to extend the time tonight until 7:30, or to postpone until June. What was that date, Serene?
Next June 25th. 2-5. June 2-5.
All right.
I have a point of information, please.
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to be clear on what's outstanding by way of motions. We have the vote, my vote to extend or adjourn, or continue, rather, same effect.
No. The extend the time of the meeting tonight till 7:30 or postpone to June 25th.
Okay, my language was never postpone. My specific language was that we would continue this meeting, or we would adjourn to the 25th.
All
I didn't use the postpone language.
Okay,
sorry. My question, thank you.
Or add June 5th as an alternate meeting.
May I speak?
The continuation meeting.
Yes. May I speak? Kim Hoffman, may I finish my point of information?
You can clarify. Go ahead.
No, I don't need to clarify anything.
So you're asking a question. Are you asking a question, Serene? Then I'll take your point of information.
Right, a point of information. Is my question, you interrupted my question with erroneous information. I'd like to know if I can continue with my question.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to be clear on the motions that are outstanding.
That is not a question. That is not a question. That's not a question.
Excuse me. I would like to be clear whether the remaining motions on the floor are in the order in which we would vote with them. Mine to extend or continue. Uzel's to postpone until late July. Lydia's to, what's the
divide.
Term to break them up?
Divide. Divide.
Thank you. Lydia's to divide. Or Jose Luis's full amendment. Is that correct, Madam Acting Chair?
I don't know that Lydia's ever really got on the schedule here.
Yes, I did. She said it, and she said it in that particular position that I mentioned, so I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean by that?
Well, we didn't discuss it, so I don't know how we can vote on it.
Well, not having discussed it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It means that she wasn't given an opportunity to discuss it in full.
Right.
Okay, I just want to be sure that we're all clear on the four motions that are on the floor. That's my question to you, Madam Acting Chair.
Okay, say that again, Serene.
My understanding, and I'd like you to correct me before we start voting, is that we're looking at four motions. Mine to extend this meeting by half an hour, or to continue the meeting till the 20-whatever Wednesday. Uzel's motion to postpone the motion until late July. Lydia's motion to divide the Fuentes motion, which was an amendment of in several parts of the job description. Is that your understanding?
Yes, but let me clarify that your motion was to extend the time of the meeting tonight until no later than 7:30 New York time.
I did not use the words no later. And
yes, you did, Serene. Yes, you did.
Excuse me. We all have a recording to go back to, but the point
yes,
is that at the time that I was having, at the time that I made that motion, it was 9:53. And my motion then was to extend it to 10:30. Certainly the fact that we're now at 10:19, do you honestly think that I was talking about a 10-minute extension 30 minutes ago?
Those were your words, Serene. I'm sorry that it worked out that way.
Very well. Let's go.
So we're voting on Serene's motion to extend the time of the meeting tonight until 7:30 or to continue it till June 25th.
This is Jim. Point of information.
Go ahead, Jim.
I was under the understanding that the two dates that we were looking at was the 16th and the 21st, not the 25th.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, Serene just threw that date out there as another meeting, and nobody objected, so that's what that is.
Okay, I thought I heard her say the next meeting, which was which would be the 16th. But, you know, that's what I remember.
Serene, to correct, you said June 25th, correct? You threw out another date.
Okay, I don't throw things out. My statement was that, and that was totally separate from the other issue which had already been voted on. We're not talking about the regular meeting on the 21st, and we're not talking about the second meeting, which actually precedes the next regular meeting, but I was talking about dealing with the issue of the job description, which is the first thing we have to settle if we're to get anything done. And I did propose either extending this meeting or continuing the meeting next Wednesday, the 25th. Okay.
Mrs. Kim, just a point of procedure is that you can have the job description, but until we get to where it's going to be advertised, you know, that has to be done as well. So the job description is just one part of it. Placing the ads is also part of it. So we're voting on Serene's motion to extend the time of the meeting tonight until 7:30 or to add until June 25th or to continue this meeting to June 25th. I don't know what that means, either or, what happens at 7:30, because that's going to come up really soon. Let's see. Continue to June 25th. All right. So, Lydia.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Pass.
What? I'm sorry, Serene, what did you say?
She said she passed. This is Kim. I abstain. Serene, what's your vote?
Yes.
I'm going to change my vote to yes. So this motion passes. Now what do? We adjourn tonight at 7:30, and we continue it till June 25th.
You still have the next motion. We still got a point of order, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Well, it's got to get done in 10 minutes.
Okay. So we're in voting right now, so we're Yuzel's motion's on the floor. So that was substituted, and my motion's still on the floor, and Lydia's motion to divide. So,
sorry, point of order?
Yes, Serene.
Uzel's motion dies because mine was a substitute for it.
So we have Lydia's motion to divide next.
And then Lydia will have to leave because my other governance committee starts. It's in my office, so I have no choice to attend. Anyway, there you go. Okay. I mean, I'll leave it after this vote.
Well, if we're going to take up Lydia's motion to divide, that's to divide what into what?
It's to divide the motions that Jose Luis Fuentes sent out that we can read because you don't have it for some reason, but other people did receive it. You still don't have it?
I do have it. Well, I have something here. I have something. This is not helpful because I don't know what, I mean, I don't know what this means, you know. This is, you know, these are bylaws amendments. These are bylaw amendments.
Madam, point of order.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, what point exactly are you trying to argue? I mean, what is your argument directed to us? I don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, Serene. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
The motion right now is simply to divide the items, so...
Point of information, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Go ahead, Jose Luis.
Kim, are you looking, I don't know what you're looking at, but are you looking at motion to amend ED jobs description, amend it?
Yes.
Okay.
So my motion is just to divide his, and then I think we lose quorum, but at least we get that far for the 25th.
So what you're saying is that we would deal with each point separately?
That's correct.
All right. All right, let me get back to my thing here. Okay. To divide the amendment. Okay. To divide the amendment. Okay. Let's see. Who is going to vote for...
Okay, go ahead.
Does somebody have a point?
Yes, this is Lydia. I'm not sure that I had sent you that motion to divide, but I'll do that right now. That's all I was going to say.
Well, I'm writing here, motion to divide the amendment.
Okay.
If it's more complicated than that, then that's not the motion we're voting on.
That's it.
Okay, so, Lydia, what is your vote?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes, what's your vote?
Abstain.
Jim Brown?
Pass.
And Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Kim abstains. This fails.
No, I did not abstain. I just passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. You passed, Jim.
Yeah. So you coming back to me?
Yeah, sure. How do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. It still fails. You need 4 votes. Excuse me?
That's it. No, that was it.
I'm sorry, can you just repeat that voting?
Yes votes, Lydia Brazan, Serene Roberts, and Jim Brown. Abstain, Jose Luis Fuentes, and me.
Okay, I didn't hear it. Thanks.
So now we vote on the motion?
Well, 7:30.
Yeah, we have to call the votes.
And I have
we're
to
right
leave
on
it.
Time.
Yeah,
well,
Lydia's
we
leaving.
We just have to vote on whatever is on the floor. Can we just do it?
Oh, because we're leaving.
I'm sorry?
Lydia just left. We do not have quorum. This meeting is adjourned.
So why is the system saying there are five people on the call? If one of them is a streamer, who are the other? There's still four of us. We could possibly all agree on something.
No, we cannot.
Okay. So we're adjourned until the 25th?
No, that did not really, we didn't even establish that that was what it was.
You mean you took a vote on a motion where you didn't know what it meant?
Well, to extend the time of the meeting tonight until 7:30 or to continue. So, I don't know, which do we do? We're extending the meeting until 7:30. We don't have any more quorum now. I don't know. You
I
didn't say and, which or to continue.
Actually, we still have quorum. There's still four members on the call.
Well.
Whatever.
You need six. You need four yes votes, and you need six as a quorum. This meeting's adjourned. I don't know what to do about June 25th, guys. You know, this is. I don't know what to say. We, you know, hope that we do better next time.
Okay.
Maybe we can do it online. You know, Janice can do a doodle thing and see if you all want a meeting. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say. We need to get a little more clear on making motions because it's a little too fuzzy to know what to do. As far as, I don't know. I'll put it out to the whole group. Does this pass? Does anybody want to meet on June 25th? It's the best I can do.
That would be a good move.
But we're adjourned for right now, so see you all next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.